Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Well, the occupation of the couch continues, so it's going to be a fast weekly challenge this week, trying to get it done before all sorts of, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what's it? Hey, what's it? Anyway, the topic this week is peas in a pod, and let's see who goes first this week. It's the winner of last week, and it's a tie between Guy David and Linda. So Guy David, by the way, he does the music for the beginning of this podcast, the ending of this podcast. Sometimes he does his own, sometimes he doesn't. He throws me a curveball. But let's see what Guy David has in store, and then we'll check out Linda. By the way, if you need the text of the stories or links to where these people write their stuff normally, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, check out the show notes. All right, here we go with Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 177. I'm Guy, and you're not. The topic for this week's challenge is peas in a pod. Enjoy! I live in a pod. The smell of peas drives me crazy, but the rent is good. The landlord is reasonably flexible. The living space is a little dense, but I get along. It's amazing how spacious a place can seem if you organize the furniture just right. Still, one day I hope to buy my very own carrot. Sure, it's long and a little thin, but I like the space better, and anyway, green is not really my color. Another reason, if I forget my keys, I can eat my way in. Try doing that with a pod.
Cool. Hey, I may end up moving in with you at this rate. All right. Well, let's hear our other winner, and that's Linda.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda with my offering for this week's challenge, peas in a pod. I apologize in advance to Tom Hanks.
That airplane flying over reminds me of a nice man I met who was supposed to become the first man to fly to Mars. He had to turn back on account of broken facilities and was called Pete Peas in a Pod Carter from then on. Me and Jenny were like peas in a pod, except we weren't green and we didn't grow out of the ground. Well, Jenny's in the ground now, but it wasn't like you could serve us with shrimp. I like shrimp. Shrimp's like peas, because you got to pull the strings out before you eat them.
Wouldn't that be cool? You know, marionette shrimp? Although, then again, that prawn on the Muppets. What do you get, Pepe the Prawn? Jesus, what the hell's wrong with that little pervert? You know, that's everything that's gone wrong with the Muppets, right there. You know, he's the Jar Jar Binks of the Muppets. Freaking Pepe the Prawn. Anyway, thank you, Linda, and those are our winners, and let's continue with Anima Zabaleta, one of the regulars. They keep coming back for more and more punishment.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 177, titled Peas. Thank you, Ari Gaffer, for helping be the valetarian, and thank you, Guy David, for the music. We're having peas. How do you like them? In the pod or shelled?
I don't like peas.
Why not? They're good for you. And see? Look how bright green. These are fresh, not canned. I bet you've only ever had canned.
No, I don't like peas. Or eggs. Or teas, for that matter. They're foul in the mouth.
Then what do you like?
I like vowels. Vowels. A. E. I. O. U. And sometimes, why? These fill the soul with expression. Much better than peas. Peas just fill the mouth.
Fine. More for me. Freakin' valetarian.
Sigh. That Ari Gaffer. What a cut-up. Thank you, Anima. And thank you, everyone, so far. I'm just trying to get through this before they come in here and make me do something. All right. Next up is... Well, some people know him as Lewis. Other people know him as Dedrick. I know him as the guy with the blue hair. Let's hear his story. And by the way, he's got a YouTube video. He did a Machinima of it. It's really cute. It's cute! Just like this kitten that I'm about to grab and stuff its head in my mouth. By the way, Mist is 3.8 pounds. Bruin is almost 10 pounds. And they both have a minor case of ear mites. And Bruin has a little bit of a fungal thing. So he's getting Lotrimin and Neosporin for the cuts that he's getting because the kitten jumps him and goes after his face. You know, real smart. So here we go. Now that I've got you in the mood, here we go with Dedrick Lewis's story.
The professor guided his android daughter, Sally, into the cloning machine. He closed the door and turned it on. The machine started making loud noises until it came to a complete stop. Sally stepped out of the machine. Then Sally stepped out of it again. The two girls were like peas in a pod. He couldn't tell one from the other. The two girls looked at each other and then looked at the professor. They giggled and then pushed him into the machine and ran it in reverse. The professor came out only half the man he used to be.
I like that. Thank you, Lewis. By the way, yeah, I know. I've got a new collection of sound effects that's still in the plastic wrap. I know, I'm lazy. I got all these tune loops from Guy and these effects, and I've got this little mixing program that I could use to make myself sound like I'm on a phone or in the bottom of a well. Or on the phone in the bottom of the well. And what do? I just do the same stuff over and over. That's okay. You know, whatever. You guys have fun with your toys. Me, I just, you know, let my toys sit on the shelf. Then in 50 years, I'll go like, here you go, grandson. Hey, look at this. This is Special Effects 1.5. Never used it. Still in the box. It's an antique. Probably worth $500 million by now. You know, that kind of thing. All right, here we go with Danny. And his story.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 177. This week's story topic thing was peas in a pod. And this is what I came up with.
The starship Peaceria set in dead space for 40 hours under a constant barrage of high-intensity laser bursts from the Admiral's large freighter. Their engines burned up on the last light jump. Now all power was being directed to their shields while they plotted an escape. The Admiral's orders were to not destroy the peace area, but they would not be taken, and time was precious. So he ordered the use of the microwave cannon to cook the crew inside, and followed up with an accelerated particle ray to vaporize the ship. Two crew members in an escape pod got out.
Peace area. Escape pod.
Escape pod? What's that? By the way, Misty wanted to say something. Come on. Let's say something. Don't want to say anything? Kick in the throat. No, I don't think so. Okay. You just stay right down there. She's the only one who visits me while I record these things. And when she's here, Nardo stays away. Because he doesn't like the kitten. Sometimes Boo Boo will come in. And yeah, I call him Boo Boo. But he's brewing. And he comes in. He'll look around. But he only does his squeakies either late at night or early in the morning. Otherwise, he is pretty quiet. He used to be a squeaky kitten. Now he's, you know, almost 10. He's a baby panther now. So, thank you, Danny. And, I guess Miss doesn't want to say anything. Nardo used to talk during these. But, oh well. He's off hunting his toys. Okay, who's next? Jay Radimus has returned. I think this was his topic a while back. And then, he took a break. Maybe recording stuff, whatever. And that's okay. You know, folks, you don't have to be here every week. Don't have to be like, oh my god, I need to race home in the thunder and lightning and, you know, rush home and abandon this person in the ER that I'm saving. You know, don't do that. Save the life first and then lose all sleep getting the story done. All right? So, here we go with, Jay Radimus.
Penelope and her sisters were roused from their sleep by the golden green light filtering through their pod wall. "Morning," she yawned. She got the usual grumbles and murmurs in reply. The others didn't like mornings as much as Penelope. As the familiar sounds of machinery starting up for the day reached them, they heard the giants moving through the rows of pod plants around them, and shadows crisscrossed their view. Something wasn't right, though. Suddenly, she remembered.
"It's harvest day," she screamed.
A hand shadow slid over the pod, blocking the light, and their pod was torn from its stem.
Thank you, Midget. And thank you to Jay Radimus for returning. We missed you. We missed you a lot. And now it's time for Norval Joe. And my heart goes out to Norval Joe for all the medical drama he's experiencing right now. Believe me, I know what you're going through. It's hell. The worst part is when they get out and all the family comes by to, quote, help, unquote. Yeah, the place is clean, it's nice. And I haven't gotten an hour's sleep in 2 weeks. So here we go with Norval Joe. Let's see what he's come up with.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 177, Peas in a Pod. I've had a pretty bad week, and I'm a little bit behind, so I'm probably not even going to do any bed music and just send this the way it is. Hopefully I can read it if I can see straight. Here it goes. The starship was rocked repeatedly by wave after wave of EM pulse bombs from the alien armada. The klaxon boomed the whang, whang, whang sound of abandoned ship. Emergency lights along the passage directed the personnel to the evacuation bay. All 6 seats were filled and the small round self-contained escape vehicle burst from within the mothership and began to warp to the closest hospitable planet. Lieutenant Parker spoke into his transmitter. For the record, ID check. Phillips? Present, sir. Peterson? Here. Pollard? Here, sir. Pratchett? Yes, sir. Peacock? Yep. Parker said, escape pod 3412, full and ejected. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And once again, hang in there. Don't go completely crazy yet. And this is just for you. Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar and I don't see you anymore. I wouldn't leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times. I'll take the bad times. I'll take you just the way you are. You see, you don't need to worry about music in the background or even the harmonica. Norval Joe, it's you that we appreciate and your amazing storytelling. Now everyone's going to get jealous. You know where they're really jealous? Up in North Dakota, I wonder if there's anyone who tells stories that's from North Dakota.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, one of our rectangular states. This is my entry for a prompt of two peas in a pod. It's called Gratitude. Keystrokes clicked, pop music played, and in the shade of a lakeside willow, the late afternoon sun dappled Kaylin's laptop monitor as she composed a sweet 16 thank you email to her Aunt Viv. She watched as Paul, a boy in her class, ran along the beach with his dog, and as couples lounged together on beach blankets. Alone. Just then a stray blue frisbee floated into view, narrowly missing her. Douglas, another classmate, ran up to see if she was okay. She was, but was so distracted she hit send without spell checking, thanking her aunt for the new IPID.
Ha ha ha! They grow them mighty funny in North Dakota. The rectangular state. Actually, I think that Colorado is a little more rectangular. Although Utah is that funky weird square, I'm afraid of Utah. I know that I'll die there one day. A woman read my palm and said, "Oh, you'll die in Utah." That's all she said. She didn't even give me my money back. Maybe SLCC will wind up in Salt Lake City one day in the far future. I'll say my goodbyes and walk into the Great Salt Lake, drowning, drowning. Oh, by the way, Justin's story is next. He is holding open mic kind of poetry, storytelling kind of things on Thursdays. I haven't been able to make it because, well, you know. God, I hope she heals up quickly. It's not her fault. I know. It's not anyone's fault. It's just I just don't have time to think. I don't have quiet and peace. When I get home, normally I just sit with Nardo and pet him for a bit. You know, hey, buddy, or I take a nap. Oh, no. No. Never any time. Anyway, here's Justin. Now everyone's going to different bathrooms. God, I need a house so that I can hide in the basement with the shop vac.
Space Turtle! Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. But first, some news. Had the first official open mic night at Turtle Beach this Thursday. Went really well, had double digits. Probably not everyone there at the same time, but probably 15 people max. Had a couple people from my writing group. And one lady sang some songs. And one guy told some jokes. Had some Will Ross there reading some scary stuff. Went really well. Also, I want to point out a cause. It's called Podcasting for Water. It's put out by John Wilkerson, the original Jesus Geek. And so he's giving away an 8GB iPod Touch to one lucky winner. So if you donate $15 or more, you can win the iPod. Or any of the other prizes, there's a bunch. Or if the total reaches $500 before the end of the month, September, anyone is eligible for the iPod Touch. And one of the prizes is me writing a story for the winner of that prize. I think where they defeat a monster or something like that. So, yes, that would be at water.jesusgeek.info. And it is a cause. It's also on Facebook. They do credit card. But if you're worried about that, your PayPal, you should be able to get a temporary, not fake, but a card number you can use, or like some of my credit cards do that. So you don't have to give them your real credit card number. And this story, I know Norval Joe will get a kick out of it. Because he'll know what I'm talking about. Everyone else will, but he'll know a little bit more about the background of the story. And it is called, where is the tab with the document? It is called, Pee in a Pod. This hull of ore would bring me back into the black, if I could survive the trip back to the space station. I cursed as my radar lit with red. Alarms blared as incoming fire assaulted my ship. Bits of my hauler blew apart around me. Soon I found myself floating in my escape pod. I briefly had a moment wondering how up to date my clone was when a beam of light shot toward me. I expected to become a frozen corpse, but the sadistic pirate hadn't aimed to kill me. Instead, his sharpshooting destroyed the pod's toilet system.
Thank you, Justin, and congratulations on that Turtle Beach thing again. Once again, I wish I could be there, but you know. Oh, well, now they're all going out to the furniture store, and little Misty is playing with all sorts of stuff, and I've got to go to the frame store at some point. I've got a... Leah Donna Rowe sent me a package with a DVD, and there's a awesome print here of, well, you know who. And it's just, it's got attitude. It's got attitude. Awesome attitudeness. So that'll wind up framed. One more story? Oh yeah, I can manage that. Here we go with Planet Z.
The hawthorn has beautiful flowers in the spring and brown pea pods in the fall. They rattle when you shake them. Year-round, large, sharp, curved spikes. Be careful, says my mother. Our first spring, I reach for a flower, and my hand, it comes away bleeding, scratched by a thorn. Our first summer, filling the bird feeder, and then watching the squirrels empty it. Our first fall, the dog eats some of the fallen pods, vomits a lot. Our first winter, we mostly stayed inside. It was too damn cold. A snowman tied to the trunk, blindfolded, ready, aim, fire.
And that's it for Weekly Challenge number 177, Peas in a Pod. Thank you to everyone who sent in their stories, everyone who recorded their stories, everyone who's voted in the weekly polls, letting these people know how much they appreciate their stories and which ones they like and which ones they hate. Also, I want to just thank the folks that comment on my stories during the week and say, hey, that's cool, or hey, you could change this around and make it even better. Those folks, rocking. Other than that, you know, we're going to be here next week with another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. Until then, we're going to have, another one of my stories every day of the week. And on Twitter, I post up, hey, what should I write the story about? And toss me a suggestion, and if I use it, thank you. I should probably put it in. Within the world of Second Life, once again, Justin Lowmaster, a.k.a. Chivalry Bean Ragu, does his open mic thing now, Northeast Nowhereville. Other things that go on in the island, Lonely Yak is, they've got their DJing, fishing at Blakesley. There's those goddamn chicken stuff on Blakesley. And by the way, the tour boat, I have updated it for the Woodbridge stuff, because Corey Tiger is doing amazing stuff there. It's beautiful. I had to take Blakesley and Mari Dracronis out of the loop. Some testing with chickens and the lag has caused the boats to fail. And when the boats go round and round and round, sometimes they vanish when they get caught in a bad handoff between regions, and the only regions that they were failing on were those two, because of the severe script load, for some reason. So I'm temporarily taking those out of the loop, and hopefully things will be a little bit less lag-tastic there. Other stuff that goes on, just check the calendar over at firstlife.isfullofcrap.com. Louis Valare does his weekly improv for peace on Tuesday nights, and there's all sorts of other stuff there that you can enjoy. I'm gonna head out. I'm gonna go over to Best Buy and pick up a new chip for the camera, because I unfortunately burned out the last one doing something stupid. And I'm sure that two gig is like nothing these days. I'm sure there are like 64 gig SDHD, whatever the hell's. And it's probably like $1 now. I've got this old 2 megabit card, this chip. It was like $64 when I got it. And now it's like you get, you know, a whole bunch for nothing. Moore's Law is just so frightening, man. So frightening. Well, what's even more frightening, all three of the graphs have headed out, and they're off getting furniture, and they've left me here on my lonesome. So, oh, thank God. But I'm going to use the opportunity to get my ass to the store. So, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.